okay. We're still at Stock Talk.
We are still at Stock Talk. We will be at Stock Talk for a while now.
I understand that. Yeah. And it's still, you know, Indian Wells, California. It's awesome. I noticed this banner over here actually says Palm Springs, California, which is down the road. We're not really in Palm Springs.
I know. But I feel like the general public knows where Palm Springs is versus where Indian Wells is. So for marketing purposes, we used Palm Springs.
Okay, Palm Springs. Yeah. Well, because Palm Springs is, you know, Hollywood cool from the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, it is. You know. Hence, you know, the whole theme or, you know, vibe is that way. So.
Yeah, but the theme is forward. It's not backward.
I meant vibe, not theme.
Okay, vibe. Todd, Catherine, Stock Talk, Palm Springs, Indian Wells at the 36th IPSA Annual Conference. And we have Keith Hunt with Harvest Master.
Yep.
Who, when later this morning when we say, okay, who's been here for the first time, you're going to have to stand up and wave your hands.
Yeah.
Just so you know,
it's
be prepared.
Bonus
for
points
that.
If you do a cartwheel.
I better practice that.
So, welcome. Keith, it's your first time here. Tell me. Couple of things. One, I want to know more about Harvest Master and what y'all are doing. And then why did you decide to come to the IPSA Annual Conference?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Todd. I mean, as you mentioned, it is our first conference, IPSA conference, that we have attended. And Harvest Master is a company. We've been in business over 30 years. And our primary product is a weigh system that goes on the research combines. And so one of the things that attracted me to IPSA is we now offer a near-infrared system, not only on the research combine side, but also a portable system that can be used on the production side to measure the moisture of right on the ears, right out in the field without having to pull the ears and shell them. And so we're kind of excited to, you know, bring that product here to this event and just see, you know, what kind of interest there is in that product.
So that, to me, as a non-production guy, that sounds pretty freaking cool. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so when you're looking at that, how's your error rate? What's the margin of error? Is it, you know, 100% accurate, 90% accurate? What are you thinking there?
I mean, the specs on it is, it says it's 95% accurate. And what's amazing is the range at which it can measure that moisture. We did actually some tests with fresh corn, and we were measuring up to 70%. You know, with the field corn, you know, typically you're in the 20s to 30s, even up to 40%. But it does a really good job, you know, within about 0.5% of being able to accurately measure that moisture right on the cob. So, you know, again, helps people decide when to harvest, when they need to maybe apply certain products. Really helps them make those decisions without having, again, to spend all the time shelling it and you know, getting handheld meters and things like that.
It sounds like a phenomenal opportunity. And I know that I'm going to pick on our good friends over at Breeder Direct who do the IPSA field trials for us and do our seed enhancement, seed treatment trials. That's something they probably need to look at from that standpoint.
Yeah.
And, of course, we do have a bunch of production companies here as well as people that do their own production. So it's it's a good time to hopefully talk to a lot of different folks about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited. It's again, the product itself has been on the market for about 5 years, and in terms of Harvest Master, we actually partnered with this company called SIO. They're out of Israel, who makes the product, and we've been partnering with them about 4 years now on putting this NIR into our weighing system for the research combines, and so then now offering this portable system that they've had just seemed like a natural fit for what we were doing.
Yeah.
So y'all been in business for 30 years at Harvest Master?
That's correct.
And how did Harvest Master get started?
It's kind of interesting. You know, the founder of our company, his name is Ron Campbell. He and his family are just kind of those people that really get into technology and developing stuff. And at the time, we were making some portable handheld computers, which we still manufacture and sell these handheld computers here as well. But he had someone at Iowa State that approached him and said, look, we're using your handheld computer out in the field, but we'd like to hook that up and get some data from the combine and you know, hook up some load cells, hook up a sensor that maybe could measure moisture. So can we do that? And, you know, Ron being kind of this, you know, innovative guy that, you know, likes to put things together, said, yeah, let's work on that. And so and that was, you know, like over 30 years ago when he first did that. And then things just kept evolving into, you know, different products. You know, now we have what we call a grain gauge, which is a complete system that gets mounted onto the research combines to measure weight, moisture, test weight, things like that. Now with adding the NIR from SIO, we can now also, researchers can get protein, oil, and starch right at the time of harvest. So it really speeds up their data collection process.
Got it. So now, how long have you been with Harvest Master?
I've been with the company, just finished up my 27th year.
So really, wow. Truly, when you're saying we did this and this is how it started and everything else, you were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is really good.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, I mean, this is your first time at the IBS Annual Conference. Mm-hmm. How did you find out about the conference? And then what are you most excited about?
So I started looking at some conferences that, you know, again, geared towards the production side of things, that maybe this SIO that measures the moisture on the cob would be an opportunity, and attended another conference in Indiana here in the fall, and then saw IBSA, and I know that Almaco is one of the combine manufacturers, mm-hmm. and they're a partner of ours as well, and they come to this show. So I started looking at it more to see, well, is this maybe a fit for, again, for us branching into this other aspect of the market? And so really, I mean, we know a lot of the research customers, but not so many of the production customers. And yeah. So that's really what I'm excited about, is just trying to build those relationships with those companies that are doing the production side and looking at, you know, what we can offer them.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Where are we at? Sorry.
I'm like, okay, what are you doing? Yeah. Oh, there are people taking pictures of us.
Hello.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is awesome. I mean, obviously, we're very excited that you're here. Appreciate the sponsorship, of course. And I feel, of course, I'm biased. I feel like our trade show is, you know, top notch. Again, I'm biased because we get feedback from other sponsors, and they always say, you know, we have the best conversations at IBSA. We make the best connections at IBSA. So I really want that for you. And so I hope that you get that and that you keep coming back and continuing to make those connections. But we're excited to have you here. We really appreciate it.
Way to set the expectations, you know, Kathy. Now, Keith, you know, again, if you had a bad experience, you need to be sure.
Yeah, you can blame me. It's fine.
Well, holding into Palm Springs is a good start.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
You know, we can't fuss about the weather. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, the amount of exhibitors and attendees mm-hmm. had me pretty excited. I didn't realize the show was this big and this well attended. So I'm really excited to learn more.
Yeah, well, we're happy you're here.
Yes, sir. We sure are. Keith Hunt from Harvest Master, we really appreciate you being here, and we'll be back.